It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Shoeshine, episode 134. How's it going, Sam?
Great.
Cool. We are going to do, I think we've got a lot of commercials today, and that's good. Like, we haven't made fun of a commercial in a while, and I think there may even be a recurring, one of the star commercials, like a big commercial is a big deal on the show. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they haven't. I don't know where you're seeing these, because I'm watching zero TV these days. What are you watching?
Yeah, that's a good question. Where the fuck? Oh, well. Oh, my God. I just remembered something else I had to talk
about.
Well, I watched that Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre. What is that?
I don't know.
That's something. Dr. Dre documentary on HBO called The Defiant Ones. Have you heard about
that? I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. Well, It was kind of not. I mean, it was kind of, it could have been better, but like it just, the story is the thing that was awesome and all the stuff I didn't know about that, but it might've been, it couldn't have been during that. Cause I watched it on.
There's not demand, so usually commercials on HBO, but
I just wasted a minute of everyone's time. Yeah. But anyway, no, that show was awesome. There's, I stayed up.
Literally
till like
there aren't commercials on HBO. So
no,
I don't know.
But I was just thinking, I was thinking of what I've watched on TV and that's the only thing I can think of. Oh, you know what? Sports? It was probably, it is definitely during a Dodger game because this first commercial, I don't know when you want to do this commercial, but it's a 76 gas station. And I think they're like a Dodger sponsor. So it plays it like every, you know, it's one of those things. Why is that with sports?
Yeah.
It seems like they just play the same commercials over and over again. Like they don't get enough advertisers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get
You'd
it.
Think baseball, the excitement of baseball, everybody would want to advertise.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We're trying to advertise as many baseball games.
Yeah, well, we can do, are we doing it? We can go to it now. 76.
Yeah,
well, I've never seen it.
Okay, this is like one of the other commercials we did where I think I saw, like my brain acknowledged it was on 10 or 15 times before I really was like, wait a minute, this is doesn't make any sense. And then when I actually watched the whole commercial, I wanted to kill the people who made this commercial.
Oh, great.
It's so stupid, start to finish, just completely idiotic. Go ahead, roll.
All right, let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
How should we choose where to go next?
Mark's dad's house?
Bingo!
Let's just let Destiny take the wheel. Destiny.
Yo.
You're driving.
I am.
No matter where you go, 76 has everything you need to get there.
Dude.
What?
The fuck? Yeah. What? I saw it like four times and I was like, wait, I don't even get what's happening. Like, why is Destiny a guy, a bearded man?
So
like
to describe what happened for everybody. So they're like, they come out of the gas station. Yeah.
Well, the title is Take Me Anywhere commercial, choosing. I guess their thing is like 76 gas, like you can go anywhere with our
gas. So it's a group of, a ragtag team of hipsters who, they don't know where to go or something.
Yeah.
Why are they at a gas? They're just at a gas station, I guess.
So yeah,
we're
they don't know where to go.
They got gas. They
go, how should we choose where to go?
They all got together, by the way. They went to a gas station, and then they're like, where are we going? So, because that's a normal edit.
First thing you do is get gas, and then you decide where you're going.
And then she's imagining, how do we decide where to go?
Yeah. First thing is, we'll have a... God, I can't even do it.
Okay.
The focus. So they've decided, how do we figure out where to go? And the girl starts imagining the female character. Yeah. They have to, you know, there's a, every race and gender is, has to be represented. And she's like, so she starts looking up in the sky, like, oh, it's about to go to her brain, imagining how we decide. So my God, I wish you could see the map. It cuts to a map on the wall. That's a fake map.
Yeah.
That I guess we're supposed to believe that they made this map. They're the biggest idiots that ever lived, because they made a map that doesn't represent any country. Like, the geography of the map is not any country on Earth.
Yeah, it's nothing.
There's just an ocean, and then they have an arrow pointing at the beach on that. And then here's the different countries or states, I guess, that are on this map. The Forest is on the upper left. Peach Festival is a state. It's an entire state, yeah. This Peach Festival. Renaissance Fair, the Rock Quarry, Emu Farm, the Old Swimming Hole, Abandoned Zoo, and the Park. That's just fucking hilarious. Like, those are all hilarious places that you
can
go.
A hearty laugh at every one of them.
And they have an arrow pointing at the shore to
save
the beach.
Get that. Why is it pointed there? Because if you get, and then they're going to throw a dart, right? Like, that's what the whole point of this is. Like, oh, we'll throw a dart at a thing. But why are you pointing to the beach? I assume if you hit that whole state, you're going to the beach, right? Like, why does it matter? Yeah. So anyway,
I don't know.
They throw
a dart.
It's just
really funny. You don't understand.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I wasn't arguing with that. It's
so they're
funny.
2 inches away from this 7 by 10 foot map of all these places to go. And the girl throws a dart like 6 feet to the right at a picture of a painting of a dog.
Yeah.
Of some dog right in the dog's face. It's not even possible to throw a dart that far off of the map. There's no way.
Yeah.
By any able-bodied person that could ever live. And then who we later find out is Destiny is holding the same dog that's in the picture. And then he covers the dog's eyes.
And you know what's really hilarious? Do you know what's really funny? Hold on. I know we've already thus far. It's funny.
Yeah.
What's really funny is that the dog is like kind of wearing a sweater or something. That's, comedy.
How do they think of these things? Know. Like, they're just, it's groundbreaking.
This must have been people, like Jerry Seinfeld wrote this commercial. It just, you can't get this level of humor.
Just all these new gags that I've never even heard of. Like, just amazing. Like, how do they think of all these bits and gags that have definitely never been done a million times? God. So then after that, that's no good because they hit the dog.
They can't
travel to the dog. Like in the dog's
exactly.
Face.
So, or you couldn't just throw the dart one more time. You can, once you've thrown the dart once, you can't do that whole scheme. So that's first like method of imagining they're going to pick a place. That didn't work because
she
threw one dart and you only get one, I guess.
So next scene is they got one of those bingo spinning cages with a bunch of balls in it. So they've written down different destinations to go. And they're going
to
let.
Now, I would like to point out that behind them is an actual bingo setup.
Yeah, they have a whole setup for bingo, which is totally unnecessary because they're just trying to find one ball. There's no numbers on any of the balls, by the way. There's no.
God, this is every single scene is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Stupidest thing. They pull out a ball and it says Mark's dad's house. Who the fuck wrote Mark's dad's house on a ball? For a place to go. It's not funny. They wrote the balls.
Yeah.
So they got it. Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't get it.
You can't make jokes this stupid. There's nothing funny about that.
No.
That's like, God, it's like taking a shortcut. Okay. It's sort of funny if you went on vacation to Mark's dad's house, I guess. Maybe. But like,
but
you can't
you
just
need
shortcut.
Some way for it to make sense that you would have to
do
that.
You can't just say, hey, what if people went to vacation at Mark's dad's house? Oh, that's kind of funny. Let's just make the joke that doesn't make sense about that. We won't set it up at all to where it could be funny at all.
And then when they get that ball, an old lady is sitting there and she says bingo because she had Mark's dad's house as a square.
That was one of the squares.
There's they didn't say like B anything. Like she doesn't know what it is. She just says bingo because that's hilarious. It's fucking funny. God, it's so funny.
So stupid.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Can this get any funnier? Like we're already at the maximum funny where the writers must have been like, we should just end it because it's too, people are just rolling. Just can't even, But no, there's more jokes.
Yeah, so then they have a giant wheel that they've spent. It would take 100 hours to make this giant wood wheel. And
like
then
the Price is Right.
It's like
kind
the Price
thing,
is Right. What's that called?
I don't know. Yeah. Price is Right.
Yeah, everyone knows the Price is Right wheel.
Yeah.
And on it, they've, again, we're assuming they've written all these places.
Mark's dad's house is also on that.
So. Mark's dad's house is on it. And they make sure to stop the camera and start it on Greg's closet as the first thing that you will for sure see that could be.
I don't get it. Why the, what is somebody pranking? Who's, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't even know. Like a minute ago, I thought I knew what they were trying, like what the idiot writers were trying to do. Now I don't even know what they're trying to do. Like I couldn't.
It's so fucking stupid.
Why would they go to Greg's closet? I don't.
Greg's closet. That Mark's dad's house. This, not funny, but like almost could be funny. Maybe in 1,000 years, maybe. If you took all the most brilliant joke writers and you said, here's the thing, vacationing in Mark's dad's house.
Let's make it funny.
What can we do with that? They would be able to do something. Greg's closet is not, there's nothing you can ever do with
that. Who is making these things?
Yeah. They're just
Well, but my question is, here's why it doesn't make sense. If that is apparently intentional, because I was thinking in the last one, it was like, oh, someone snuck this in. Like that's because she's imagining a bunch of things that don't work, right? She's imagining a bunch of things. She's like, no, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, right? So then when you see that it is Mark's dad's house on the last one, it's like, oh, someone pranked him or something, or it accidentally. But then you go to the next one and Mark's dad's house is still on there. So why didn't the last one work? Why aren't they just going to Mark's dad's house? Fucking
if they
stupid.
Get Mark's dad's house again. What?
I don't get it. Why aren't they just going? They should just go there. Maybe they are.
See,
out
they
there.
Have like they have some good things on here, like wax museum, Renaissance fair, magic show, the old swimming hole. Hey, once I wrote the old swimming hole on the wheel, I'd be like, why am I even doing this? We're going to the old swimming hole.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's go to the old
it's
swimming
fun
hole.
Fun and awesome. The old swimming hole. There's no D.
After this, let's go to the old swimming hole.
But you wouldn't put Mark's dad's house on the wheel when you already did the thing and picked it. And
I
the characters, it makes no fucking
sense. Who's in charge here?
The characters pulled. They pulled Mark's dad's house out of the bingo ball, and they admitted that it's stupid. Like, they were like, Mark's dad's house? Why would we go there? And then let's put it on the wheel again. Like, Jesus.
Nothing makes any fucking sense. God, I hate it. I hate it.
That's not even the worst part. We haven't even gotten to the stupidest part of the whole commercial.
Well, wouldn't you know it, this roly wheely thing. Somehow it just comes off. Wait, how does that work? Because it's on a thing. Hold on. Let me look at the mechanics of this
wheel. Yeah, it starts spinning.
Yeah. It spins. It's on. It looks like it's fastened to a spoke of some kind. And then they spin it and it just leaves somehow. I don't like.
Yeah.
There's no. How would it have spun in the first place if it was. Anyway, whatever.
You're missing one of the most brilliant comedic devices of this commercial is that. They purposely let it roll for a while, and then the guy, he delays like 2 seconds and then starts running after it's already down the street. Like it's, I bet when it first came off, he just started running after it, and the director or the producer were like, you know what? I'm sorry. Gather around, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry that this commercial is just, I've been so hard on you guys for every scene to get this thing right. It's just all the details. We're just trying to make the funniest commercial that has ever been made. So I just thought another thing that I'm changing is that you don't want to run after the wheel right when it comes off. You wait for it to go all the way down the driveway and then run. I'm sorry. I know it's not
I don't know.
A big
I won't
deal,
have to
but...
teach basic comedy to you guys, but that's funny.
Again, I was hired specifically for this commercial to make the funniest commercial that has ever been made. And I keep going back and forth.
Yeah, and that's why the
detail.
Asian guy, and I couldn't tell at first if he came with the wheel or if he's part of the gang. I'm still not sure, actually, but he's in a weird shiny suit thing.
No, he was at the very beginning.
Okay,
the
so
same
he's part
group
of, the crew.
Of Hispanic man, white woman, white guy, and whatever. I forget what the other guy is. Anyway.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, bearded. Okay. Well, you have to have a bearded guy.
Gotta have a bearded
beard,
guy.
Cool
you cannot
glasses.
Not have a beard guy. And the girl's glasses are so fucking stupid. And then, okay, so then that's that. So there's no, she's imagined every possible way you would pick a destination. So there's no more. rule of threes. I think she's imagined her three hilarious methods of picking a destination that don't work out, I guess. So then,
yeah, this is the part that I kept hearing when I was not paying attention to the commercial. I don't know if you can line it up to just play the, it's at like 20 seconds.
Yeah, I can play it again. So
let's play it again, please.
Let's just let Destiny take the wheel. Destiny.
Yo.
You're driving.
I am.
No matter where you go.
When I kept hearing that and I was like, that can't be, whatever I'm processing that as can't be what it is. Like, it's not. There's no joke at all there.
No.
It doesn't even make sense. And then I saw it and I was like, that is what it's trying to do. Why? What is... God, so stupid.
I can't even...
I don't even...
I quit.
How did somebody come up with that as a thing? You know, it's awesome. They disabled the comments on YouTube for this video because obviously, like, it would just be a shit show. There's a million
the
video views
part
of this video.
Too? Disable the video part. A million fucking views.
A million views. Probably because of the same things that we're saying. That this is the worst commercial that has ever been made.
Really?
I thought that those Hartford commercials with the...
Oh, man.
Whatever were the worst ever.
It's a tough
this
battle.
Is the worst ever commercial. It's not funny at all
the entire time. The dude, the hipster with the beard's name is Destiny? Is that what we're to believe?
There's no possible way his name's Destiny, and even if it was...
Then she wouldn't have said, let's let Destiny take the wheel. She would have said, well, then I guess Destiny's driving. And then he
would have
said,
she would have just said, where do you want to go?
Well, let Destiny pick. Not, here, I'm going to say this to make it seem like a misdirection, and then it'll be a guy.
Like, oh, the guy's name is Destiny.
God, that is the stupidest thing I've ever... Who fucking writes this?
Yeah.
God, why aren't we making $1 million writing commercials? I don't get it.
It's unbelievable. It's unfucking believable that someone got paid to come up with this
billions
idea.
Of dollars.
I'm not mad at the actors at all. They have those poor people.
I mean,
they were pretty
bad, but they are, you know, whatever.
They're just trying to get it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They just got to get their face out there. They're fine. I can't believe that they wouldn't be doing this commercial and be saying, like, this is fucking stupid. Come on. Like, I'm going to be in this for the rest of my life. Like, well, I guess not. People wouldn't. Well, this could live.
Let me suggest a slight fix that could have just worked.
Yeah.
And this is where we just fix the whole.
I can't believe you can do that. I can't
see. Well, okay. It's not going to fix the whole commercial.
It's so bad that I can't do it. Usually I am able to do that.
This is just a slight fix to fix the main stupid fucking thing. What it should have been is, we'll let Destiny take the wheel, and then she'll walk up and slap the key on him and say, here we go, Destiny. And then the joke is like, she's joking that that's his name.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, that's what it should have been.
They could have just had, I mean, this is...
No, that's it. That's what it should have been. But then they tried to go too far, and they're like, no, let's make it like his name is that. Because it literally is designed to make it like his name is that. Because she says, Destiny, and he goes, yo!
Yo! Also, he's like looking to the side,
Destiny.
Like he doesn't.
Yo. You're driving.
I am.
It's so cocky. Like the whole thing is, the whole thing reeks of like, we're so fucking funny.
Yep.
Oh my God, we're so funny.
Like, we all have these hipsters eating out of our fucking hands. Millennials.
This shit is too fucking easy. Like, we're
hey,
just...
how many of these cars you got? Or no, she said 76. Hey, how much 76? How much gas do you have? Because
it's
going to
be
gone. Yeah, like,
raise the prices of the gas.
Yeah, are you sure
we
should release this? Like, are you ready for this? It's just everybody will be getting their gas at 76 after this.
It's so snarky. Like, it's just, and it couldn't be
worse.
But
do you agree with my fix? She could just joke that his name is Destiny. Here you go, Destiny. Yeah. And then it works. It's not good. It's just that's not fucking stupid. At least it's like, oh, whatever, kind of funny.
You couldn't do it in this day and age, I guess. Is it too offensive if they just had like a prostitute and her name was Destiny, like sitting on the hood or
that
something? That's not funny,
like
but it's kind of like a stripper, like it's Destiny, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like a stripper. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't work. It's too offensive, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I'm not saying I would do that as a joke in a commercial. I just wouldn't do it. Like
you're not saying you would think of that in the first place, but given this stupid script, like that's
I could see people laughing at that. Like being like, oh, yeah, her name's Destiny. Because her name could There's no way that this guy's name could be Destiny. There's no way. You have to have...
It's not.
For something to be funny, listen up, ad fucking wizards. For something to be funny, it has to be slightly believable. Just like a tiny bit believable. That's what makes things... Like, you know, Dumb and Dumber, or I've said this 1,000 times, but like Family Guy or whatever, Simpsons. Like, they have dumb characters, but... It's done in a way to where you could almost believe that they are that dumb and things that they're doing could happen. You can't just have stuff that is so fucking stupid that it makes no sense and doesn't have any basis.
Yeah, it just makes me mad. Logic. Like, I don't get illogical stuff. It just makes me mad. I don't know how it's this whole... And not a single one of the things made any sense.
Yeah. You can't do it. It's... There should be like a... I don't know.
A Geneva Convention against this...
People have spent, I think about like actual comedians that have, maybe if they're not even that funny, but people have worked and spent, you know, toiled in poverty trying to make it, making jokes. And these people get hired and makes whatever they make and don't even try. Like they just think they can just put whatever. Yeah. Like it's disrespectful to anybody who's ever tried to write a joke.
Go to an open mic night in my town and you'd find funnier people. Like just.
Oh my God.
It's not even anything. I don't get it.
You could just, you could, these people, 76, could just say, let's go to, Stockton.
Let's all have our daughters write a thing, like in third
it
grade.
It would be better.
Like, let's all have our kid, like, bring your daughter to work day, but they'll write a commercial. Like, that would be better.
I cannot, that's the thing I just don't get is how.
Yeah.
Somebody had to watch this. Somebody at 76 is in the advertising.
They love it.
I mean, how much money do you think they spend on advertising? 76. Millions, right?
Well, yeah, and that's
millions of dollars.
I'm sure before you even get to the buying of the ad space, like just on the production was probably millions.
But I'm not just talking about this production. I'm just saying if you're 76, the company,
maybe you have
a budget for a department that does advertising that's millions of dollars, like employees and all that, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I can look it up.
So the reason I'm saying that is because you've hired. I mean, you have a department. There's a whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Division of your company that does advertising that is paid to, I'm not even saying come up with the commercials. I'm saying they would be like, I went to advertising school. I did whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some sort of thing. I have some sort of experience. And when I hire some agency to make an ad, they have any kind of idea of like what is good or bad at all. This means they have no idea. They have zero. Like you said, you could you could put a fifth grader in there and say, hey, can you hire somebody to make us commercial? It would be better than this. How is that possible?
That's terrible.
That's what's the most amazing thing. I can understand a bunch of people in an advertising agency making this ad almost and thinking like, whatever, it's fun. Yeah, whatever. We have some jokes in there. I can't get past the company going, let's do that.
Yeah.
That's approved. Yeah. That's what I don't get. There's nobody on that whole, in the whole division of advertising, anywhere on any level that says like, you know what, this is, you got to just redo it. Like, no, we want all our money back. God, it's kind of important. Like it's on TV.
Yeah.
It's sort of your image. Oh God. I don't know. I could go on forever. It's the worst commercial I've ever seen.
Oh, it's the worst. I just want to look this up. Hold on.
The guy's name is Destiny is your whole joke. That's your whole thing that you build up to.
I'm not sure if this is right, but what I'm seeing on this investor thing, I'm seeing $137 million on marketing and specialties.
Yeah. Marketing, yeah.
I think this is right.
Obviously, it's not that they have little 76 balls that they put on the antennas.
That's at least $12 or so of the 137 million.
It's kind of a big deal, actually. Yeah.
Just do that. God. I think that was their 2016 budget, I think. I don't know. It looks weird. I'm not sure. But it's got to be something like that. That sounds
about
right.
There's no possible way that this can happen. There's no way that this
if
can
you
be
had
made.
$20,000, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
If you hired people on Craigslist to do a fucking thing, it shouldn't be this bad.
You know, it's like there's movies where they're flops and everyone's like, oh, that movie was awful and how could that be made and all stuff. But that's like a big, you know, there's so many moving parts of like you have to have the script and then you have to, you know, cast it correctly. And then you have to have people act it correctly. This is not like this sketch or whatever you want to call it. You and I could write this in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no like moving parts where they're like, well, you know what's it? I don't know what happened from inception to final product. Like something in the middle.
Yeah, there's no like the script writer is not like, well, this is not my vision. Like somehow my vision was not. No, it's this.
That's
is
what I'm trying to say. Like, someone writes an album and they're like, you know, when I set out to write the album, I had this in mind or that in mind. It just didn't.
Yeah, it didn't quite.
The recording didn't.
Out. Too many.
You know,
cooks,
something that was. You know, too many. There's no excuse. Like, it's a 30-second commercial with. Like four jokes and no dialogue.
It's so bad.
How is this possible?
Oh, man. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
God.
Do you have another one? Did you say
I have another one?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
This one, we should have probably started with the other one because it's not as bad. There's nothing that could ever be as bad as that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to bring it up because we did do the whole series of the Hartford.
Right. Yeah.
What was it? The warehouse of stupid ass characters that don't get developed? The warehouse of mysterious, seemingly complex characters that don't get used in any way that would make them effective.
The warehouse of we didn't think this through all the way.
So, obviously, that campaign didn't work because they stopped doing it, for one. And then also, they have a new campaign that they just said, no, they're just calling the Hartford versus the unexpected. So, they got rid of the warehouse. I'm sorry, but...
Warehouse closed down.
Yeah, that amazing character that...
A lot of working people lost their jobs when that warehouse closed down.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? Let's just cut out the middle warehouse. We don't even need the warehouse. The hilarity in these commercials that I think we just... I think the warehouse was confusing people. The actual bit, the whole bit where like...
Too many moving parts. We've got a golden bit, but there's too many. We need to simplify it. Streamline
it. Yeah, exactly. The backing into a bookshelf and having books fall on you, that is fucking gold. Like we just blew it with the leading up to it was our problem. Yeah. So we'll just go with the Hartford versus the unexpected. So the one that I keep seeing that... It's not that bad. I'm just going to say it's not that bad, but it is still terrible. And the fact that like we did a whole podcast, millions of people heard it. Mm-hmm. We gave them all the feedback that they needed to fix it.
Oh, there's no way they didn't hear it.
No, they heard it.
They heard it.
There's no way they didn't hear it. There's no way they couldn't have taken our they could have called us. Like our phone numbers are all over. It's in the episode notes. I don't know if you guys know that, but they could have just dropped a line. We would have fixed it.
Our fee is very modest.
Yeah. I believe I said we would do it for free just because I felt bad.
Well,
this one, I really liked the warehouse character and I really wanted to make him into something bigger because he could have been like the most interesting man. Like, he could have been one of the next great American commercial icons that we, you know, like the Kool-Aid guy and I don't know who else.
Man, where's the Kool-Aid guy?
He can't, that guy can't go walk anywhere without everyone noticing him. Anyway, so they didn't listen to us. Their new thing is the unexpected. Did I send you the link?
No,
on this
you didn't
one?
Send it to me.
Okay.
I like the idea that you were just filibustering this whole time, like waiting for me to hit play. Anyway, let's see. I have more I can say about
it. So it looks like the font they're using is.
Do you want me to play it now?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Versus the unexpected. Okay.
Yes, 9 o'clock works for me. Bye. Another referral. Our customers love us.
Hello, the Hartford.
Hi. I'm at a customer's home and we've broken something very expensive. Am I covered?
Yes. Don't worry. You chose the right small business insurance.
When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford strikes back. It's why over 1 million small businesses and their agents trust the Hartford.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's not the worst commercial I've ever seen, but... Are we supposed to believe, as a customer...
Our customers love us.
Yeah. As a customer of maybe Hartford, like I'm going to get insurance with them, that I can just willy-nilly fire off my nail gun and hit a what looks like a... What is it? A Fabergé egg or however you
Fabergé
say that?
Or whatever.
Fabergé. Which are worth millions of dollars. You know, some of them are worth like... they're priceless. Like, you know. I can just shoot a $30 million egg, and then I call my person, I say, I broke something expensive, and she just says, oh, don't worry, you're covered.
Yeah.
Like, That's not.
She didn't ask any details. Like, well, no. Was it in how the normal course of business? was it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like, well, how expensive? Yeah.
First off, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Just anything. No, she's like, no, you're covered. Whatever it is.
You're covered. Yeah. Really?
And I'm gonna break some more stuff.
And there's no discussion of maybe your rate might go up a couple hundred thousand dollars a month from here on out, but we'll. The $30 million egg that you may have broken. Yeah, of course. Covered. Totally covered. Just that employee would be fired. That they'd be like, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
We can never say that.
I mean, do I have
covered.
To point out that nail guns don't work that way? Do I have to?
Yeah, they don't.
Do we need
no,
do
I wasn't even going
to. It's not even. There's no point. They have to have a thingy. Like there's a pressure thingy so that you can't shoot a nail gun.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them. Like they have a. There's more where they just. They do something that wouldn't be covered by insurance or would be so expensive that you would, they would be like, oh no, you're actually, let me look at your policy. Oh,
it's like,
you're up to $1,000 of damages. So
like,
yeah, we'll
now own your company.
Oh, okay. We'll cover the first $1,000. Of course,
yeah, but we
I
might
mean,
stop
them
from taking
deductible.
Your house, but you're kind of, your ass is ours. Like we own all your assets.
Why can't they? All right. Why can't the commercial just be that he bumps into a vase, that, you know, like a, why does it have to?
Yeah. Cause well, people didn't see what happened. Sorry. I was going to describe.
Oh yeah.
It.
Sorry.
He's nail gunning a wall or something, which I don't, you wouldn't even do inside. Like you don't nail gun. You know what I mean? Like, do you, what is he nail gunning? Hold on.
It's not even a,
he's like, yeah. What is he even nailing?
It looks like some shelving he's putting.
Yeah,
at the very
which
beginning.
You wouldn't do.
You're not nail gunning that.
You're not nail gunning that. But the nail gun, it looks like, I guess it must be jammed. So then what you do when that, those are fucking shelves. You're not nail gunning shelves. That's the stupidest shit. I'm not even a fucking anything. I know that. Dude, you're not using a nail gun to put in shelves.
No.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever.
Yeah, I don't know how to do anything either. But the impression I get is a nail gun is like when you're putting up the insulation type stuff. That's just like it doesn't matter how it looks because anything you're nailing that's on the exterior, you kind of want to make it look nice, like the nails or whatever. Even if you have even if you have to nail it at all.
Well, you might and you might do it with roofing. You might do it with
stuff you don't see. Yeah,
but you're not nailing
putting up
shelves.
Beautiful shelves and nail gunning the shit out of them, like, you know, all over the place.
So as he's trying to put in this last shelf, it looks like the nail gun is jammed. So he what you do when that happens is you get off your ladder and you stand and you like hit it a bunch of times.
Dude, I freeze framed it. I'll give him credit for this, actually.
Okay.
His finger is on the trigger of the gun
and
as he's pointing it
doesn't
at
matter.
The egg and hitting the side of it. So
no, it doesn't matter.
No, but I'm saying, like, I like how they thought this all works as long as we have
his finger
on the trigger.
On it?
Like,
because there's a little sensor on the front thing that it has to detect that it's pushed up against something to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that, I mean, they tried at least that far. And so he hits it. And by the way, he hits it, of course, at the guy who owns the business, like a different guy. He's getting another job, like, as this is happening. Because, like, their business is so great. Like, people love us. And then
people really love our nail-gunned exterior shelving that we've been putting up.
The last set of shelves we nail-gunned into the thing. Unconventional, sure, but people love it.
Yeah.
Just picture, like, a bunch of nails, like, sticking different directions and
different
shit.
Directions,
like,
yeah. Not totally off-center. To like, but, like
dude, how would you even nail in a shelf like that? Like, you can't even... It's so fucking stupid. God. So, anyway, then that's when he shoots the Fabergé egg or whatever. Like, the nail shoots out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what happened. Sorry we didn't describe that.
It's a really... I mean, I'm not an antiques expert, but, like... It doesn't matter because what they were going for is that it's a really expensive
thing. Right.
You know, like that's the whole thing. Like,
well, even
they could.
It,
yeah. And he couldn't just have a commercial where he like slips into something that knocks over. It doesn't have to be a $1 million item. Like, who's out there with insurance? It's like, fuck, you know what? Our business plan is to explode people's $1 million items in their house. Who can we call for insurance?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's really stupid. It's definitely not as bad as the first commercial. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. But
But like I said, they had a chance. They already have the Unexpected series that failed. And they're like, oh, it's just the warehouse. Once we get back to our bread and butter, which is exaggerating situations and values of things that wouldn't be covered, then people will love it.
Oh, man. Also, I don't get what the... Either he has insurance or he doesn't, right? I mean, breaking something while you're working is the only thing you would have insurance for, right? I mean, am I covered? No, you're only covered for, not vases or whatever. What is his answer going to be? What is he expecting?
No, that's why he said, I broke something really expensive. Really expensive. Am I covered? So he's calling. Yeah, this is good actually. Cause he's calling saying, obviously if I, their blinds fell down and it was a $20 blind, I wouldn't need to call my insurance, but I broke something really expensive. So, I want to check and see. And then it's like $1 million item. And then she just goes, yeah, you're covered. Yeah, totally.
Your deductible is about $1 billion.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Right.
You're covered up to $5,000 of damage. So anyway, I'm sure by expensive, you mean a couple $100.
She's covered as in some amount of money will come from us. It's not going to be much, but.
You're not covered, technically.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm sure it happens all the time in insurance places that people call up and just ask a general question, and then the person says yes or no.
Yeah, she's not like, let me pull up your plan. What was your name, sir?
We don't need to have an adjuster come out. We don't need any details of how it happened, what happened, how expensive it was, whose fault it was.
Why do they have a human manning that phone? Are you covered? Yes.
Hello. How much property damage? How many dollars in damage?
I'm here
to
tell you you're covered. That's it. Yeah.
Checking your policy.
Doesn't even type anything in.
Yeah. You know that weird thing that the phone does where it's
I love how it does that. It's just trying to tell you you're thinking or it's thinking.
Using your touchtone phone, please type in the value of the item that you broke.
No, that's the freaking my favorite Seinfeld ever where he does the movie phone.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie?
So great.
Hello.
That's pretty bad. Well, it's good. We haven't done commercials in a while. I don't watch TV at all. Maybe during football season we'll have more commercials. That's usually when we see them. But good stuff.
Somebody ever saw that or listened to this and was like, yeah, we'll just hire them.
I don't know.
We could make the funniest fucking commercial ever.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Well, they at least wouldn't be terrible.
No,
would be. That's the thing. Whenever you see the professional whatever, professional football player, professional basketball, anything. You watch a construction worker and you're just like, damn, that guy he knows exactly what he's doing. But somehow commercials, it's like, no, this is fucking stupid. The average commercial is worse than just not, it's worse than you could do. I don't get it. So
it's
fucking weird.
It's the equivalent of if football players were babies.
There's
tiny babies crawling.
One-legged. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's jumping.
Lepers. Yeah.
And then it makes no sense.
This is the height. I mean, I guess, what is the height of advertising? A Super Bowl ad? Mm-hmm. This is a Super Bowl. I mean, this could have been a Super Bowl ad. That's the number one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like we're picking out indie commercials is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. It's so bad. Anyway. Oh, man. So I went on a trip this last weekend. And it was a disaster, pretty much. Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot. I had a whole... Okay. So, I went to a weird thing. I went to a live show thing that it was... Yeah, it was weird. But, and my travel was totally messed up. My flight was delayed. I missed my connection. All this bullshit sucked. But, somehow, through connections of some kind... Another person involved with this live show is Chris Cluey. And so the only salvaging thing from this disaster travel that I had to go through, I was just exhausted and dead and it sucked, was I got to talk to Chris Cluey for 4 hours. And I just asked him every question I could think of. It was fucking great, dude. It was great. Think of any question that you would ask Chris Cluey, and I probably did, and I'll remember. Dude, I asked him. First off, I forgot You know what I mentioned to him? Was the fucking, I think I've played the audio on the show before, was the fucking, yeah. The game where Brett Favre, maybe I'll try to find it, where Brett Favre was intercepted. That would be the first thing. I asked him.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, I just remembered you were on the team when Brett Favre, hold on, Brett Favre. So here, I think this was it.
Brett Favre goes back to pass, he pumps. Now he fires over the middle, intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter, near side to the 40, and John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
Looking at that play, he should have just held on to it, Paul. He should have. He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. That's so great. I asked him. And so that game, because Sam and I, because it was on Jim Rome, that original call, like, got played, and we used to listen to it. And he would play that over and over. And it was
freaking
hilarious.
Like weeks and months out of that.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Amazing. And so, but it's been it's 7 years or something since that. Wow. And then I remembered, I was like, wait, because he was talking about it, because I don't remember. My memory sucks. But sorry, I should have mentioned that. He was the punter for the, for the Vikings.
Yeah.
Was Chris Cluey for years and years from like 2000, I don't know, 7 to 2015, 14, something. And so then I remember, like, as he was telling stories, I was like, oh, you were in that game. And then I couldn't help it. I had to do it for Chris Cluey. I was like, yeah, there's a guy, I forget his name, but he did a call. I was like doing the whole thing. I was like, you can take a knee. I can't get field goal. It was dying. It was so funny. And he was like, yeah, what happened was, so he told the whole story. He was like, the problem was the fucking coach, because the team ruled that year. Like, they were fucking awesome. And he's like, yeah, the coach would micromanage everything. So what happened before that play, which I didn't remember, was that they came out of a timeout and got too many men on the field out of a timeout, because the coach was like, so micromanaging everybody and like fucking up. And so that's why they kind of were out of field goal range. Like, they were kind of in field goal range, but then they got the 5-yard penalty coming out of a fucking timeout. So he's like, yeah, it was ridiculous. And that's why it was forced to throw and like got whatever. I mean, it still was a bonehead throw, but like just being in that position to begin with, he said the coach was just terrible with like his micromanagement or whatever. So that was,
I remember
funny.
Who the coach was. I can see his face, but I can't remember his name.
I can't remember what he said. But yeah, so that was awesome. Dude, I got to ask him like, okay, why doesn't anyone do coffin corner anymore? I mean, I knew there would be an answer, but I was just like, okay, I want to hear it from the fucking punter's mouth. Why doesn't anyone do coffin corner punting?
And nobody does coffin corner punting anymore?
Nobody does coffin corner punting. They all do the same dumbass like thing that never works. I mean, the way he described it was like, oh yeah, it works perfectly every time. Maybe I'm just misremembering. I didn't call him out on this, but I swear to God, it never works. Where they try to do the backward spin, and then it like will land on the 5, and then like just kind of bounce.
Because like on Madden, when you get any good at it at all, you just kick it to the 1-yard line out of bounds every time and pin him on the 1. Why can't they do that?
Well, I mean, it does make sense, because he's saying like right around when he got in the league, or maybe before, they started doing this Aussie rules method where they drop the ball pointy end down and kick the point of the ball. And he said that apparently it goes like the same distance every time. So like, because of that consistency, you know, like they just plan on it being super high and then go, I don't know. It has to do with consistency. So like, if you try to kick to the corner, you have to be perfectly accurate every time. But if you kick using this method, then it's like there's a lot of margin for error. So that's what it is. But I swear to God, he was like, oh yeah, it just bounces backwards. And I was like, it never does. Like, it always lands and then it bounces into the end zone like fucking every time. I didn't say this because I don't, I didn't want to, it's one of those things like, I'm more of an expert. I didn't want to show him up. But I was like, I swear to God, I was thinking in my mind, it always bounces in the one out of 10. It stops like right before the end zone, and then the announcers are like, ah, that was the backspin thing that they do. And you're like, wow, that was cool. But I swear to God, 9 out of 10 times it just bounces straight in the end zone. Am I crazy? Yeah, maybe I'm crazy.
No, it kind of does.
But I guess that's why. And I asked him a bunch of other questions, and we're already like out of time. But dude, I asked him why. Oh, here, I'll do a teaser for the boner content.
Why are long pants long?
Yeah. I asked, you'll get the answer from Chris Cluey in the boner content over at patreon.com/shoeshine. No, I remember.
Oh.
I asked him, like, why can't punters kick and kickers punt? I was like, why? What the fuck? Like, you go in, it's impossible. They suck at it. Like, if the punter has to kick a field goal, he could kick, he's worse than you and I, like, somehow. It's just fucking really? Weird.
No, I don't think he's worse than me.
That was an exaggeration, but they're really bad. But it's the answer may surprise you. No, it won't surprise you at all. But that'll be in our boner content. So I'll
wait. How do I sign up for the bonus content? I want to hear this.
Patreon.com/shoeshine.
Oh, okay.
So definitely do that. And
you know what's funny is last week I listened to the show and then it got to the boner thing and I was like, I don't know. I guess I just have to log into our own account and listen to it. But I was like, I don't know.
No, you get an RSS link when you sign up, and I can give you the one that's like for us.
Okay,
but you get an RSS link, and then that's the only link you need, and it has the full show if you're a patron. So
you don't have to stop and like.
No, yeah, exactly. It's great. You know, it's such a good deal. You don't have to stop.
But I have a bonus. I have a different phone for boner content listening.
Like a whole different phone.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. You don't need that anymore. That was the old setup. You can consolidate your phones now.
Just smash them together.
Why do you ponder passing?
God, you can take a knee.
So good. He's getting so mad. Yeah. And yeah, Chloe's like, yeah, but the funny thing was I had a great game, so like I felt great. But everybody it's funny. Yeah. All right. I mean, more Chris Chloe stories and other stuff. Thanks for listening. And definitely sign up over the Patreon. We'll see you guys over there.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at ComedyShoeshine.com or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at Patreon.com/ShoeShine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.